You can let a Mahler symphony transport you, watch a Texas town turn into an artist's studio, and enjoy some jazz at Travis Park. TPR Arts and Culture reporter Jack Morgan has a look at a weekend packed with fun.
Tonight and Saturday at the Tobin, the San Antonio Symphony's Sebastian Lang Lessig says their season opener will be big.
It's all about Mahler, and it's all about the 80th season of the San Antonio Symphony and the 75th season of the Master Singers.
He says Mahler's second, the Resurrection Symphony, had a curious beginning when, after finishing what became the first movement,
he presented it to conductor Hans von Bülow, who said, "This is crap. Forget about it." So he put it away. Years later, he went to Hans von Bülow's funeral and he heard the poem, The Resurrection, by Klopstock.
Suddenly it was clear to him that he needed to continue creating his second symphony. And what he wrote is one of classical music's most enduring pieces.
It's extremely accessible. And yet, at the end of the day, there is a directness and simplicity and naivety in it that is extremely touching.
Lang Lessig says you won't just hear it. You'll be transported.
It takes you. You don't have to do anything. It will take you, and it will change you.
On Saturday, Julie Kuykendall says the whole country town of Comfort will itself be a work of art.
This year is our 7th annual Comfort Art Festival. The businesses in the town host an artist at their locations. They set up sometimes inside, sometimes outside.
She says a surprising number of accomplished artists live in Comfort, but many will come from elsewhere.
We have artists from all over the Hill Country, as far away sometimes as Killeen, and we have over 35 artists going to be exhibiting this Saturday.
Some of the artists won't be just exhibiting, they will be making art while you watch. Most everything at the event will happen on historic High Street, which is their main downtown thoroughfare.
And then there's also a health and wellness fair down at the park, so we'll be shuttling people between the two events. And so it's a great weekend to be out in Comfort.
Tonight and tomorrow, Adam Fleming says jazz is alive at Travis Park.
Yeah, tonight, starting at 5 o'clock on our main stage, we've got Tomar and the FCs, a great soul band from Austin, Texas, followed by Will Owen Gage and the Alamo Tones, and then our headliner, Lyle Tizer.
The second stage features Rat King Cole and Tony Romero and the Spiders. Saturday starts early with brunch crepes to order by Commonwealth.
The main stage will kick off around 1 o'clock with Adrian Ruiz, followed by the Jazz Protagonists at 2:30, Ken Slavin at 4, the U.S. Air Force Band Dimensions in Blue at 5:30, the Aaron Prado Sextet right at 7 o'clock, and then, of course, 5-time Grammy winner Diane Reeves at 9 o'clock on Saturday.
The second stage also has talent all afternoon and evening, including a new Codeup Geekdom Jazz Meets Tech event. Both nights have post-party parties on the St. Anthony Hotel Sky Terrace. And there's this.
It is free admission at the park, and the whole city's invited to come down.
Saturday daytime also features a lot of children's activities at Travis Park. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.